Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prosperity Healing in Messages. Today, it's just Kimberly and myself. My name is Jane, and we're here to help, hopefully help you guys if you're having any problems or have any questions about where your life is going or perhaps a career choice, relationship questions. We're here to help and answer. We start off usually every show with what we call the clearing prayer. And anybody at home that's listening that wants to call in or wants to ask a question in the chat, we ask that you say this prayer along with us out loud, if you will, before you ask your questions or call in. And then we're going to, today, I think, Kimberly, how are you today?
I'm good. And Divine, hi, everybody. And Divine Spirit's reminding me, drive time, you know, for people driving home from work and everything. If you're listening in your cars, please feel free to say this while you're driving in your car also.
All right, good point. Probably shouldn't be calling in at that point while you're driving, you know.
Well, with Bluetooth and everything, yeah.
Well, that is true, but you'd have, you know, for the technically challenged, like, you know, myself at times. Did you want to start off with the clearing prayer? You want to do that? And then we can move on from there.
Let's go, girlfriend.
Okay. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching.
All entities and energies that are touching.
Using, tempting, or taunting me.
Using, tempting, or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I've created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies.
And all similar energies.
Projected upon me.
Projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Disease, dependency.
Disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
I'm going to throw in anxiety here. Did I say?
Okay.
I did not say anxiety. Okay. Anxiety.
Anxiety.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energy.
To divine love and divine healing light.
To divine love and divine healing light.
Or leave.
Or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
For this present time.
For this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love.
To the highest frequency of love.
Prosperity, good health.
Prosperity, good health.
In my most sacred destiny.
In my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take three deep spiritual breaths. If you have any questions for Kimmy, call in at 845-241-9850. Or if you don't want to call in and you just want to type something in the chat, I will do my best to ask Kimberly the question. That way, we can get moving along here, I think. And of course, we say this all the time. We love to give out copies of our prayers. That one was called the Clearing Prayer. If you or anyone that you know that you think would like a copy of the prayer, just email revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, M-M, Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, at aol.com. Kim, do you want to do the grounding prayer?
I would love to do the grounding prayer. I think a lot of people are familiar with grounding. There's books on this. And I know, especially in the summertime, I like going outside and with bare feet and standing there. And I picture golden grids going down into the earth. I take it down sometimes 20 feet. And I see these golden light grids, you know, nothing to weigh me down. So I make them of light. You know, you don't want to have anything weigh you down. So I keep everything of light and I make them grids. This is how I do it. You know, that's how I do it for me. But it's really helpful. And I even do it in the wintertime with shoes on. It's not as effective, but it still helps me to stay grounded. Very important, especially for spiritual people. We tend to sometimes live in the spiritual more than on the earth plane with what we're all about. So it's very important that we stay grounded to Mother Earth. So yes, I'll be happy to do that with you in this way. If we do a rebroadcast, it'll be on the show.
Right. Very good. Okay, I'm going to read what the little passage before the actual prayer. Okay?
Fine, Jane.
All right. Okay, thanks. Most everyone has had trauma in their life, and because of this, our bodies and natural energies are not properly grounded to Mother Earth. Many problems can arise because of this. Anxieties, procrastination, financial distress, inability to complete projects, confusion, listlessness, and more. I think a few of those I recognize quite well. As you do this prayer, we'll mention the Earth Star and Mother Earth grid, which are located about 2 feet below our body. One chakra of the solar system is also a grounding chakra located approximately 5 feet below our body within Mother Earth. So visualize the infinity symbol as we align and ground to these spiritual components. And then it just suggests that the clearing prayer should be said before the grounding prayer, which is, we've already done that. Okay. Are you ready, Kimberly?
Ready.
Okay. By the power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and authority of divine spirit.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
I invoke from the power of the divine spirit within me.
I invoke the power of the divine spirit within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All interference, obstacles.
All interference, obstacles.
And blockages to my spiritual ability.
And blockages to my spiritual ability.
To ground my body.
To ground my body.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
And all natural energies to Mother Earth.
Totally and completely.
Totally and completely.
Be now gently changed to divine love.
Be now gently changed to divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
Take a little breath. Gently anchor and ground.
Gently anchor and ground.
All physical energies.
All physical energies.
And all natural energies.
And all natural energies.
Of this lifetime to my Earth Star.
Of this lifetime to my Earth Star.
Mother Earth grid.
Mother Earth grid.
And the chakra of this solar system.
And the chakra of this solar system.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
I am in partnership with Mother Earth.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
Her spirit, mind, heart.
And all that she is.
And all that she is.
As I center and settle into these energies.
As I center and settle into these energies.
I am full and complete.
I am whole and complete.
Peaceful and calm.
Peaceful and calm.
My vitality returns now and I am strong.
My vitality returns now and I am strong.
I am deliberate in my actions.
I am deliberate in my actions.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And I am released from all procrastination.
And lack of motivation.
And lack of motivation.
My mind is clear and my memory is sharp.
My mind is clear and my memory is sharp.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
My spirit is alive within the energies of divine healing light.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And now take those three deep spiritual breaths. Well, it looks like we have a few callers here on the board. Would you like me to get to a caller now, Kim?
That would be fine, Jane.
You ready? Okay. Let's see here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Jane. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
How are you today?
I am mostly doing well. I recently had a very close friend slash family member, my dog, crossed over. And most of the day I'm good. And then sometimes it hits me that I'm upset. So I'm glad to see you guys on because I did want to clean my energy field a bit because I was at that time of the day that I was feeling a little sad. I guess I'm still am.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Sad news.
It's all right. It is a blessing. Yeah. And I choose to look at it that way because a lot of good stuff is coming into my life, but still it is a shift. So. Yeah. So do I need a specific question or are you just able to share what do you want me to do?
Kimberly.
Jessica.
I mean, if you have a specific,
hi.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to.
Hi. Jessica, sorry for your loss. You know, animals
Thank
are
you.
Part of the family. They're part of our family.
Yeah.
What was your dog's name, please?
Magic.
Okay. Did you do the clearing prayer with Jane before the show?
During the show, yeah. I did it with both of you guys. I said it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, we're going to do a short invocation to release some grief and sorrow, if that's okay with you. Do you think you'd like to do that?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. The thing is that kind of gets me, and I know that, again, it's a transition. I'm just being soft on myself here, but he's been with me. I hear him. He talks to me now, and I see myself reviewing things about his final month, and it just gets me, it gets me upset. So, yeah, let's do that.
Jessica, I know that there's a rainbow bridge where these animals, our animals wait for us for when we leave here. And I know that magic is going to be there waiting for you. But, you know, not that you're going to be leaving anytime soon, but for whenever you leave here, and that you'll see magic again. And magic will continue. You'll continue to, we're going to do this little invocation that comes in from Divine Spirit, but you still might be able to hear and pick up on the feelings and things. But I'm just a little more concerned about releasing this grief and sorrow from you. You know, because this is just really a continuation. It was magic's time to go. Magic saying it was my time to go. You know, my time was done on the earth plane. But you know, always still with you in your heart. I know you know all of this. I can tell that you're very spiritual. So I don't need to even repeat all of that, because I know you understand all that, right?
Yeah, plus I hear it all day long that it was just his time to go. I hear it all day long. I know that. But it's still, the grief comes up. So.
And you'll always, Jessica, you'll always know, when magic's around you. You'll feel the presence, and you'll just know. So, you know, magic's going to come in from time to time. So it's not like, you know, you're not going to feel that energy, forever, until you get to that rainbow bridge to magic again. So we're going to do this invocation that Divine Spirit's going to bring in. When you pray, who do you pray to, Jessica?
We could do God.
Okay, God. Okay, all right. So we'll see what Divine Spirit, you're just going to repeat after me, okay? Put your hand on your heart, please.
Okay.
Okay. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of God.
Of God.
My higher self.
And my higher self.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
To release.
Oh, just got me choked up. To release.
That's okay. If you want to cry, cry. Let it out. That's part of the process. That means this is working, what we're doing, sweetheart.
Definitely. I'm really upset.
No, that's okay. Let it out. It's just us here. We're all of love and light here. We're like family. So just let it out. This is all healing. This is what we do. Let it out.
Yeah, I go through this like several times a day. I mean, it just happened a couple days ago.
No, I know. That's okay. Let it out. I'm sending you energy. I'm sending you love and light, Jessica. You'll feel it.
Thank you.
I'm sending you golden love and light to New Jersey. You'll feel it.
Immediately, I like went online, and like the last couple of days, I've been buying all this rose quartz. I've just been wanting it.
Okay, you just let me know when you're ready to start talking again, okay?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to blow my nose in the middle of this, but I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, you could go.
I now release.
I now release.
All sorrow and pain.
All sorrow and pain.
And heartache.
And heartache.
From the loss.
From the loss.
Of my dog Magic.
Of my dog Magic.
Take a breath. Dear God,
dear God,
replace this sorrow.
Replace this sorrow
with divine love.
With divine love
and divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Take a breath. I thank you for the time I had with Magic.
I thank you for the time I had with Magic.
And until I see you again.
And until I see you again.
All the love, light, and protection for Magic.
And all the love, light, and protection for Magic.
And may Magic be surrounded.
And may Magic be surrounded
by all of God's angels. That's okay.
By all of God's angels.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take 3 deep breaths, and I want you to get your hand and pull this sorrow off of your heart right now.
Okay.
Just grab it and drop it down. Just take it, get your hand, and pull this with the sorrow off of you, okay, Jessica?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Brilliant.
Just pull it off, drop it down into that fourth dimension. Okay, good. Good, good, good. How does that feel? A little better?
Yeah, I just got some dizziness, which is good. I guess that was releasing.
I know. You just have to rest. But you know what? You love Magic, and you always will. And the love's always going to be there. Love doesn't die. It never dies. That connection's still there. It'll always be there.
Yeah. Do you have anything that is coming through as far as my move? I was unsure about where I was going to move. I wanted to move to a different state. It seemed pretty sure that that's what was going to happen. And then that shifted for me maybe a week or two before he passed. And I said, okay, I'm going to be staying in the state at least temporarily, and I'm going to move out to the forest, out in the woods. And then it was interesting because he passed, and then I said, I don't want to move there anymore. There seems to be no point because I'm not with you, and I built a lot of my life, or I should say all of my life, around him. And now I'm just like in that open space of like, well, what are we doing here? I'm all packed up. I'm waiting for Spirit to bring
Jessica,
that next
it wasn't
step for me.
Your highest good to move where you wanted to move to. That was a divine intervention. There was something, I'm just going to say it how it's coming in, that wasn't for your highest good, and actually it felt quite negative. I don't like the place that you were thinking of. It didn't feel of love and light. I'm going to say it to you that way. Do you understand?
Yeah, but it's interesting because the place that I'm now is not of love and light. So I'm still in this, at least I'm comfortable
yes,
here.
Yes, but there's
for the
a better
soon.
Place coming. And until you know, and you are going to be shown, there's sometimes, Jessica, we have to stay at idle. When we're not sure, we do nothing. Not sure, do nothing. I can tell you're very intuitive and you will be shown. Let me see if I can get anything on this, you know, about which way and how long. Yeah. I'm getting about 2 months, you're going to exactly know. And whatever this is, it's going to be divinely orchestrated, and you will know. And I can't wait to see what this is when you call back. But there was like a halt, something changed, but I don't like the area where you were thinking of going. And I don't want you to say it on the air in case somebody's listening and like lives near there. But with being spiritually intuitive the way I am, there are certain places and things that I, you know, pick up on that aren't real of love and light to be living. And I think that I know that was one of the places. I'm going to say it to you that way. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting that, and I do know that when you don't know, you do nothing. And I am really trying my best this time. I keep saying it every day. I say I'm going to be comfortable in this open space. I'm not going to try to fill it, and even you know, just be basically. Yeah,
but there's also a new relationship coming to you, Jessica, and I don't know if it's a love interest or what, but there's a new divine relationship coming to you that's very awesome. You don't know the person yet.
I really don't, but
I like how this feels. So this is divinely orchestrated. This is your time to take it easy. You just had this huge loss. You're going to be fine. You know you're going to see magic again, but like there's new things coming in for you and all kind of new doors opening up. I'm seeing boom, door open. So, you know, you're just going through one of those times. It feels like it's kind of dark to you, but it's not. You know, part of life is loss, unfortunately. You know, we don't like how it feels, but we know that that's part of it. But there are a lot of positive changes coming for you. I wish I could stay on longer for you, but I think we have more callers and I have to get going. But I thank you, and I'm so glad that you called today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your prayers and your energy. So bless you. Bless you both.
Okay,
thank you.
Please call us back, Jessica.
Take care, Jessica.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Kimberly, I'm going to go right to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Who's calling, please?
Oh, Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Where are you calling from, Rose Maria?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. Did you have a specific question for us today?
I guess weird energies are coming around me. Not weird, but in a good way, I guess. And I was wondering, like, the messages to them, what they mean. Because I know I've been getting, like telepathy through somebody else contacting me. So, but they won't communicate by voice at the moment. Few people that I know. If that makes sense.
Rose Maria, did you the clearing prayer with Jane in the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it.
Okay, well, I want you to please, if it's okay with you, to do the short version with her now, okay? She's going to do it with you, and then we'll speak, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Rose Maria, when you pray, who do you pray to, Jesus, God, or...
God.
God. Okay, great.
Angels, God, yeah.
Okay. By the power and the authority. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat after me, please?
Okay. Power of authority.
By the power and the authority of my angels and guides.
My angels and power and authority of angels and guides.
And God.
And God.
I now command.
Now I command.
And give full permission.
And I give full permission.
For any and all negative entities.
And negative energies.
And entities.
And entities.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any level.
In any level.
Layer or dimension.
In layers or dementia.
Of my being.
Of my being.
Be now released.
Now be released.
Removed.
Remove.
And evicted.
And evictus?
Evicted, yes. Never to return.
To never return.
Take a little breath. Fill all spaces.
Clear all spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
And golden crystalline energies.
Of divine love.
In divine love.
And divine healing light.
In divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me in highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Now take 3 deep breaths.
Okay.
Rosemaria, okay, tell me what's going on. What do you mean you're getting messages and you... Tell me what's going on, please.
Messages like birds, like red robin and the cardinal and 111. And the other night I went out with a friend to dinner and somebody else paid for dinner. Like they picked us out of the whole diner and they gave the waitresses tips. So I don't know what that meant. I was grateful for it. That was kind of strange. He picked the whole, everybody just picked us, so I'm not sure. And somebody's telling me, like, I'm in love with you, so I don't know where it's all coming from or what does it mean or what am I supposed to do with it, if that makes sense.
Well, here's what I'm getting. Divine Spirit saying you're extremely intuitive, but I feel like you don't meditate and that you kind of should. Do you meditate?
Yeah, I do. When I'm in the tub or walking or something like that.
But do you make a practice of doing it every day for, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes?
Not every day. Every other day, maybe. A couple times a week,
okay,
or something
well,
like that.
Okay, but the Divine Spirit is saying if you would make more time to do this every day, even for 10 or 15 minutes, close your eyes, turn off cell phone, turn off the TV and all of that and just close your eyes because I feel like your third eye's open. So if you would close your eyes, I feel like you're the type of person that's going to see pictures and things the way I do. I just feel like that you will even be able with your clear audience to even hear that inner voice deep within you, you know, the voice of God. Some people call it different things, but I just feel like you have to do a little more work. You know that you're doing it, but you're not doing enough of it. You have to just make a little more time to do this. Do you think you can try?
Yeah.
Really?
I
like,
guess.
You know what your schedule's like. So sometime if you lay down before you go to sleep at night, but don't wait till you're exhausted and tired. Lay down a little bit early. Lay down, close your eyes, take some deep breaths. I use one word. I like to use the word love for me. If, you know, these thoughts will come in from the day and I just bring my focus back to the word love, love. You can use any word you'd like, you know. So,
okay.
Just please try that because you really do have a lot of gifts. You really do. You really, you know, you see things, you feel things, you walk into a room. Have you called the show before?
I think so, a while ago.
Yeah, I thought you did, and I thought I gave you the message when you walk into a room, you could feel it. I think you're that person. You know, it's been a while, but I think I said that to you before. Because when you walk into a room, you can feel that room. You know. positive, negative. You know, when you meet somebody new, you, not that we're judging people, but you can feel, you're that sensitive, you know? You can feel what they're all about. Is this person for me? Is this person not for me? Understand?
Yeah.
And now you have to do the work. It's not going to take a lot to do this. I'm saying 10, 15 minutes a day for you to zone in and give Divine Spirit, your God, who you pray to, this amount of time. You think you can do it?
Yes. Okay.
And you are going to be amazed at these results because you have a lot of gifts there.
Okay. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other questions for me before I let you go?
No. Good.
Okay. Now, please do this. Because when you lay down and do that, I say Divine Spirit, but you're, okay, you pray to God, fine. It's all what we, our belief systems. You're going to say, God, you're saying, God, I'm connecting with you. I want to connect with you, you know, and God knows that. So that's what you're saying, and God is going to connect back. That's how it works. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Appreciate
Thank you for calling. Call us back.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Kimberly, I'm going to go right on to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Joy.
Joy, hi, Joy. Where are you calling from?
Kentucky.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Do you have a specific question today or?
I'm hoping that this year brings a lot of change, hopefully, especially when it comes to finances. Do you see any changes in the next couple of months for me?
Hi, Joy. Did you do the clearing prayer with Jane?
I didn't.
Can you please do the short one with her, if you wouldn't mind, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Joy, when you pray, do you pray to Jesus or God or connect?
Both, all of it. Yes.
Okay, all right. If you repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority.
By the power and the authority.
Of the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
Of the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
And Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
For any and all negative entities.
For any and all negative entities.
Or energies.
Or energies.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any level.
On any level.
Layer.
Layer.
Or dimension of my being.
Or dimension of my being.
Be now released, removed.
Be now released, removed.
And evicted. Never to return.
Never to return.
Take a little breath. Fill all these spaces. Fill all these spaces.
Fill all these spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
The golden and crystalline energy.
Of divine love.
Of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three deep breaths. Thank you. And Kimberly, just to let you know, we have about 15 minutes left. And as of now, this is the last call. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joy, here's what came in when you asked about your finances. It seems like recently you had something kind of big and I would like, I don't want to say negative, but what you thought was negative financially happened. True?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what Divine Spirit is saying. That was the last hurrah. That balanced whatever karma that this was. So I'm happy for you. That was like, that was it. You know, like the karma I'm getting is balanced now. So I'm getting come July-ish, this summer, I'm seeing the month of July, that you're really going to start to see the tide turn where more money, you're going to notice, wow, I can't believe this is happening, more opportunity, more money flowing, you know, but this was karmic. You know, as soon as I started writing down on my pad from Divine Spirit, I'm writing karmic, karmic, and that's what this was. Did it feel that way to you, even though it was bad what you just went through, and we don't need to get into the details of all of that, but it felt
very
really
much
bad? Was part of it that felt like it was a last hurrah to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Right. So I don't want you to let it go now. It's done. It's balanced. And now it's prosperous, you know? And we have a prosperity prayer here where you can, you know, email and Jane can send it to you.
Okay.
Jane, you want to give the email out, please?
Yeah, definitely. It's RevMMDenholm@AOL.com. That's R-E-V as in Reverend, M-M as in Mary Margaret Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary at AOL.com. Once again, that's RevMMDenholm@AOL.com. So if you just email and say you want a copy of the prosperity prayer and maybe the clearing prayer too, I'll just email it back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Now, Joy, since we don't have a lot of callers left on the line, I'm going to leave this up to you. Do you think you
mm-hmm.
might want to do that right now with Jane, that prosperity prayer?
I have no reason not to. Sure.
Right. I'm hoping that you would say yes, but I'm going to leave that up to you. Jane, can you please do it with her?
Certainly. You ready?
Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Okay. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
From all blockages and obstacles.
In all energies that may interfere.
And all energy that may interfere.
With my creating, accepting.
With my creating and accepting.
And the allowing of my birthright.
And the allowing of my birthright.
Of prosperity and the abundance of all good things.
With prosperity and abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity and spiritual abundance.
To the energy of prosperity and energy abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Gently be lifted, released,
lifted.
And removed.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Good. Okay. Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces.
Place the energy of divine love.
Place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
Security and love.
Security and love.
Happiness, excellent health.
Happiness, excellent health.
Vitality and time.
Vitality and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And now take 3 deep breaths.
Now remember, Joy, you know, keep your thoughts positive, not on lack. You want to say things like, I always have plenty. I am thankful for my car. I am thankful that I pay my bills on time. Be thankful for the things that you have. You know, even if, you know, take even the smallest of things and stay in that space and that place of gratitude, because that's what's going to bring it in. If you think of all the times that you were lacking and the terrible times, just like what you just went through, that's done now. The doors are closed on that. Karma is balanced. These new doors of prosperity now will open, but you have to allow them to, and you have to help it by your thoughts. Thoughts are things. They create. It's energy. So you have to keep them positive, okay?
Okay.
Now, we also have a prayer called victim and martyr energy. That goes along hand in hand with this prosperity prayer. It's also good to email Jane, Rev Marian Martyr, with the email that she just gave out to get that victim and martyr, because you don't want to be feeling like a victim either.
Right.
Because when we go through these times, it makes us feel this way. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it in my life too in the past. So, please do this. I know you're going to be fine, but don't stay focused on those times. It's done now. I know that it is.
Okay.
Definitely. All right, good. Please call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Oh, thank you both.
And I thank you for calling. Call us back.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Kimberly, now it's just us.
Okay, anything you want to finish with? Do you think we have time to finish with that ego invocation, or do you not want to do that today?
Yeah, I think we have just the right amount of time.
Okay, good. This way it'll be on here for the rebroadcast. The ego really gets in the way, tries to stop us. I think it's good that we get it on this show.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. By the power and the authority of divine spirit.
By the power and authority of divine spirit.
Jesus and my higher self.
Jesus and my higher self.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all interference.
For any and all interference.
Distractions and diversions.
Distractions and diversions.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
For my spiritual life.
For my spiritual life.
Yeah, my loving, my spiritual gifts.
My loving, my spiritual gifts.
And my most sacred purpose.
And my most sacred purpose.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
Removed and neutralized.
Removed and neutralized.
I further command.
I further command.
all interference, control, or distraction.
All interference, control, or distraction.
From my ego.
From my ego.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Understand that my spirit is in charge.
Understand that my spirit is in charge.
And my path is set.
And my path is set.
And now as I become more spiritually aware.
And now as I become more spiritually aware.
Spiritually directed.
Spiritually directed.
And more sacred.
And more sacred.
I align to the highest and the best.
I align to the highest and the best.
In any and all things.
In any and all things.
Especially my ego.
And especially my ego.
Align to that which is greater than ourselves.
Align to that which is greater than ourselves.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Okay, now there's a little bit more. Command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For my ego to gently release all control.
For my ego to gently release all control.
And all energies that interfere.
And all energies that interfere.
This is my life and I'll manage it.
This is my life and I will manage it.
Ego, you have no power.
Ego, you have no power.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
Our spirit is in charge.
Our spirit is in charge.
And you, my ego.
And you, my ego.
No longer mean edging God out.
No longer mean edging God out.
You mean encouraging God's oneness.
You mean encouraging God's oneness.
So be it done.
So be it done.
And three deep breaths. Well, thank you, Kimberly, and thank you, everybody, for calling in. Hopefully, we helped you today. And
yes, it was a great show. There's a lot of invocations on this show today, a lot of prayers.
Yeah, and I feel better. I really do.
So do I.
That was great. Thank you. Once again, that email address is revmmdenholm@aol.com. So just email and I'll send you whatever prayer that you'd like. And everybody have a great week. And call back next week at 5. And look for the rebroadcast, Kimberly. We've been doing those pretty much every day or so.
Yeah, so we're doing them at different times so everybody can hear about us and you know, we're trying to grow, so I'm sure we will. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, you too. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
You are heard. You are loved.